But I wanted to interview Lorna for a few minutes because Lorna helped out with the emceeing in the afternoon, as all of you know. And I have the greatest admiration and respect for what Lorna does through her TV show, Making a Stand in the Marketplace, providing a Christian perspective in a society which doesn't get that perspective from any or any other places. So I just have a few questions for Lorna. First one, now, not everybody at this event is from the local area, so maybe familiar with exactly what you do and why you do it. So can you just explain that?
Well, we take news and current events, and we look for a way to reveal Christ through that, and we put it out on as many media outlets as we can. So we do a daily digital delivery that can go everywhere from Be Ready for Vice News to our own website. And then we have a weekly television show, which goes out on 9 networks. It's half an hour. Kind of has a feel of Meet the Press, where we talk about cutting-edge social, cultural issues, and we intersect them with the Christian questions.
Can you just rattle off some examples of the issues you've covered, going back to, let's say, you know, the killing of the Amherst schoolgirls? Like, just scroll through. Here we give a Christian perspective on issues like all the great things you've covered.
Wow, all the great things. I must say it's been an amazing privilege to see that God is everywhere. Wherever you think there is human need, where there ever is a cry out for human hope, God is there. So, yeah, I guess that was maybe one of the first ones where you noticed it go on the radar, is when we were able to be down there immediately when the Amish schoolgirl massacre happened. And who better than to carry the story of forgiveness than ourselves? So in Canada, you know, the Calgary flood, the what happened in High River, how churches responded to that. When we had a little boy go missing in British Columbia and have the abductor return him to his family after prayers, that was all over the headlines. Every election we've covered, just the whole change that we've seen happen over the ethics of life, the debate on euthanasia in our country. I can't believe how we've seen these conversations move down the pipelines. Legalizing marijuana is going to be next. And you can pray for us because we're leaving on Saturday to go to Paris, because surely in this great experiment that Paris has had with humanism, with a secular charter, there is got to be God's people at work. And sure enough, we've found a fantastic church right at the Bastille de Rue, and they've got 5 services a day happening on Sunday. They have a large Arabic-speaking congregation, and we're going to show why Jesus, not religion, is being brought into the fear and the meaning deficit that France is struggling with. Mm-hmm.
Well, one great thing about your ministry is, in a sense, it reflects an entrepreneurial dynamic. So you had a vision for starting Context with Lorna Duick with a specific purpose. Maybe just describe how it started and what your key focus is right now. But describe a little bit of the entrepreneurial origins, because obviously it first had to be an idea in your mind to say, there's a need for this particular focus, and then obviously you need to get financial support and grow it. So just talk a bit about how that entrepreneurial process happened and then what your focus is today.
Well, never underestimate the mentoring that you do or the mentoring on the run. And I think our friend Brian Stiller is here, who was one of those really key mentors, still is, in my life. And I had just left a really wonderful job with 100 Huntley Street, and it was the season to end that. And the leader and founder of 100 Huntley Street, also a mentor of mine, said to me shortly after I left, God isn't finished with your broadcast voice. And when you're ready to go back, I'm giving you a year of free airtime, and I'll give you a leadership coach to go along this. And, you know, I wasn't really eager to start a media charity, but I had that offer on the table. And then I had Canada's largest newspaper, the Globe and Mail, saying, you've been dabbling with this Christian perspective in our pages. We need you to become a regular writer. And I remember calling Brian and saying, what do you do with this offer that David has given me of a whole year and, you know, starting all of this? And Brian just said, run out the clock. Get going. Just do it. Give it a try. Just jump in and try it. And we had had this little program at 100 Huntley Street, and it was called Listen Up. Listen to the world. Look up. And I knew we could not go big if we didn't have a line of credit. Like we couldn't come out from under that nest. And so, you know, I was so happy to hear Edward share about moving in prayer. And I remember just praying long and hard for an idea for how could I get a line of credit. And I wanted $1 million line of credit on a Christian charity in broadcast. And I approached a gentleman who I had read his biography, and he had needed a line of credit to start what he, and nobody would give it to him. And I thought, I bet you he has a soft spot for lines of credit. And
sorry, can I start there? Has anybody familiarity with lines of credit in here? Put your hand way up high.
So you're a charity with no income line, and you need, and you know, 11 years later, we have never defaulted on that line of credit. But we would not be a publicly known ministry without that line of credit. That has been a vital business partnership. And then, of course, you know, the culture changes, and listen up became a scolding term, not the term we had meant it to be. And we had a chance. We did a really bold move 5 years ago. And that was, we felt we should move from the edges of culture making, which was the suburbs, and go right into the heart of downtown Toronto. And the Lord gave us a lease in the CBC headquarters on the main floor. And that's been a game changer for us.
Great. Well, if we can just give a bit of applause to encourage Lorna, that would be great. Thanks. Thanks a lot.